Welcome to Real Conspiracies with Scientific and Spiritual Solutions with Dr. Robert Newton. This program will be empowering, not only uncovering conspiracies, but actually offering solutions to these plots. There will be no holy cows, no subjects off the table. We will cover health and medical fraud, terrorist attacks of both foreign and domestic origin, banking and corporate fraud, but we'll also discuss euphoric sexuality, transcendent blissful states of meditation, zero-point energy systems, and sustainable agriculture and housing. And now, your host, Dr. Robert Newton.
Hey, 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 namaste. This is Dr. Newton, and let's get ready to rumble. Helena was making me laugh. She was making these faces as I was doing the intro. She's got to listen to a lot of inane things that come out of my mouth sometimes. This may be one of the worst. Anyway, welcome to the show, men and women. I hope there's also women listening to this show today, because it's about impotency, erectile dysfunction, and, you know, a lot of men are in denial about this, so that's why I want women to listen to it, because us men, we don't want to admit that the member doesn't squirt properly, doesn't come to attention, et cetera, things like that. So, really, really germane, and this is also a topic that is actually affecting men in their 30s and 40s, and when this used to be a problem that was like in the late 50s, 60s, 70s, something like that. After that, and I guess no one figured anyone could have any sex, but probably the opposite is true. So before I get into today's show, the cures, or the causes and cures of impotency and erectile dysfunction, let me just talk about a couple things. So my book, Beyond the Mists of Time and Trees Ruled the Earth, is really moving up in the charts in Amazon. We have a really good deal for you on Kindle. I think we may still have it at a free copy of that. What we would like you to do is give us a review on Amazon for that. That would be equally fair. I've also made an offer that anyone that does make a review on Amazon, it needs to be on Amazon, because there's a purpose for this. I can get a lot of buzz going on Amazon. This is a main place for books. It helps me, and it'll help you. I will give you a free copy of my second book, one of the most amazing books ever written on healing, probably ever will be written on it, A Map to Healing and Your Essential Divinity Through Theta Consciousness. Okay, so all you have to do is pay shipping and handling, which is, I think, about $3, something like that, which is virtually nothing, and you'll get a signed copy of my book. But I got to make sure that I see your review on there. I already have some good reviews on there, have some good reviews in the book itself. The book is what the earth needs right now. And when I wrote this book, Beyond the Mists of Time, when trees ruled the earth, when trees also healed the earth, maybe I should have said when trees healed the earth, I'm starting to think so. Because, in fact, we can learn many things from the templates of nature about healing, about how nature works. When I was just a couple weeks ago up in the Kings Canyon, wilderness area up there. You have to pack everything in and you have to pack everything out. I was looking at these trees that were hundreds of years old that have been scarred by lightning and by fire, and still they keep growing for many decades, maybe even many centuries thereafter. You know, eventually they fall over, but it really came to me. Maybe the trees were really talking to me, and they said, well, you know, when we get an injury, we don't go, oh, shit, you know, oh, shit, I got an injury. What am I going to do? They don't do that. They don't focus on it. This is what I've been trying to teach everyone for the last, since I was 15 years old, that when I was exposed to Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, a most amazing book that you should also read. And you can get it at any Christian Science reading room, and I'm pretty sure you can order it through the internet. Anyway, the point being is that, you know, do not focus on your injuries. I've often said on many shows in the last 2 years that the diagnosis is worse than the disease or the problem itself. And why is that true? If someone wants to call in and share why that's true, I'll definitely listen. 347-838-9070. But I'll tell you what the reason is, and then you can add your knowledge to it. The reason is that the subconscious mind creates whatever you focus on, whatever you accept, whatever you look at, whatever you hear. If you don't cancel out the negativity through the words cancel, cancel, it'll go into your computer brain, and it will replicate into your life. And in a sense, it kind of has to do with our subject today with ED and with the impotency. So let's cut to that, and let's get going on that subject. So recently I got this really good book that I've dealt with some of these issues myself, so I'm speaking from a point of knowing this, of something I've experienced. It's not something that's theoretical for me. So, again, we have to remember that all causation and all things really happen on the mental level, on the emotional level. And so if you're having problems with sexuality, it could do with sexual guilt. It could deal with not being worthy or not thinking you're worthy to have the wonderful experience and the wonderful experience of sex, which can be a deep spiritual experience. And by the way, before the show is over, I'm also going to share, and I actually shared this in my book, Beyond the Mists of Time When Trees Ruled the Earth. So that's another reason why you should get this book, a way to have an orgasm with a not fully erect and even with a flaccid penis. And so this is actually within well, I have a witness that this can be done, so more than once. So anyway, and let's just get into sexuality for a little bit. So there's a lot of people that think that sexual relations are, it's a necessary thing, it's a necessary evil, but it's not really a good thing, it's not spiritual, it's not divine. Well, I'm going to contend, and actually I know to the otherwise we wouldn't have the wonderful disciplines of Tantra from the Indian Vedic traditions, and we wouldn't have the Taoist sexuality and everything like that. So, and these are basically, the whole focus of this is to take the sexual energy from the orgasm, or even to delay the orgasm, or to squelch the orgasm, and take this energy, the prana and the chi, and store it inside the body. So the more you do this, the healthier you'll be. The more you do this, the longer you will live. The more you will do this, the actual state of immortality of your body you can reach, where the body becomes more light than it does dense matter. And this happens in higher dimensions. So basically, by bringing more prana or chi into the body, you're taking it into the higher dimensions. And this is where all the cool stuff happens. You know, my book I'm writing right now about immortality, I'm learning so much as I write it. I write by inspiration. I write by being led. I don't even use outlines anymore. I simply flow. And by flowing, I get amazing things because I don't have any preconceptions. I just get in the car, close my eyes, and drive like hell real fast, sometimes only on two wheels. So, well, maybe not literally, but in a manner of speaking. But there's some people that actually, like Elowina, that think that I have the DNA of Evel Knievel in my body because I do drive very fast. And there's a reason for that. I get really bored when I'm driving slow, and I lose my concentration, whereas when I'm driving fast, it makes me concentrate and it makes me focus. But in sexuality, the opposite is the way to experience the most sexual bliss and the most spiritual benefit from it, is going slowly and allowing the energies to build, not being like a jackhammer or a rabbit or a wabbit or something like that. Taking your time to allow, to make sure that the female gets ignited. And this should always be the goal in the sexuality, is that the male should, in any time where possible, should be delaying his orgasm in favor of the female. Otherwise, you lose a lot of potentiality. You know, I want to talk about one other thing, too. And this has been a big issue with me. There's a lot of people, including even one of my sat guru in Kriya Kundalini Yoga, Tita Mular, who says in the book Teeter Mundaram that women are vampires of men's energy. And he's basically saying is they take the sexual energy from us. But, you know, I'm sorry. This is a man that does live in a state of light, in a light body. It can transit through many dimensions, but I think he has a certain amount of unclarity about women, because in the sexual thing, the women can and do give much energy back to the man, and the women give it through their heart, you see, and that's how women operate. Us men need to learn to operate like that. The women operate like that. Oh, Halloweena is making suggestive suggestive. I might have to put her on the air. I think she wants to be a radio personality. And she's a pretty hot, she's a very, very hot Cuban, muy picante. So let's dash that idea that women are energy vampires. Who else was saying that? Someone else. Oh, yeah, they believe that in Taoism sometimes, too, some of the people, that that's the case. And in fact, in the Taoist canons on sexuality, it was basically considered that the man, that the sexuality was to build the prana or the chi. Actually, they call it chi, but it's prana. It's the same thing. God, life force, all the same thing. That to build the chi of the man so that he could go into a state of immortality. And the woman was supposed to be pleasured, but it was not important that the woman get the energy. So, you know, I'm very non-chauvinistic. I come from a time when women's rights were gestating in the early 60s and everything. So I am 68, but I'm very nimble and I'm very agile in my thoughts and I'm very balanced in it. And to tell you the truth, a planet without women would be one messed up place. I wouldn't want to live on here, and I wouldn't live on one that was that way, because we need that balancing of that negative charge, not negative in the pejorative sense, but negative electrical charge, the receptive charge of the woman, to balance everything out. And we'd be better off with a woman president, but it certainly wouldn't be Hillary Clinton. I may actually even do a show on Hillary, because I fear that she may become elected, although whoever's there doesn't make any difference. Dum-dum before her, George W. was, let's just stay in a positive vein, but let's just say that starfish exceed his mental capacity, and a starfish doesn't have a brain, so what's that say about him? Okay, so I didn't say anything directly bad. I just said that he has less mental acuity than a starfish. And Hillary has plenty of mental acuity, but unfortunately she has a real problem with telling the truth. Both her and I did not have sex with that woman, Bill Clinton. So the things that I say are things I know from knowledge. The American Free Press has chronicled for the last more than 20 years, the shenanigans of the Clintons, and you should get up to speed on that, and you should not be fooled by their words. You should look at their actions. And these are also the people that are telling you that they're so impoverished. But I looked at their impoverishment on Google Map, and they don't look very impoverished to me with the properties, the things they have, and the way they live. They basically live like royalty. So let's jump off that subject. I didn't intend to get there, but anyway, so let's get to some of the reasons for male impotency. And the basic physiological, so I talked about the emotional causations, okay, and emotional will always trump the physical, will always create the physical. As per Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, and as per Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. So it's and someone was telling me about someone that was actually Louise Hay's teacher that is actually, it's kind of beyond Louise Hay. I think it was I'm grateful for information and things that people share with me. So basically, the problem for getting an erection for a man is the cavernosa, the two cavernosa areas. This is where the blood is supposed to flow. Okay, and if the muscles in the legs and in the pelvic region aren't relaxed, then the blood doesn't get in there in sufficient quantity to make it hard. So there is a way through something called a penile implant where you can actually pump air into that area right there and get an erection that way. Personally, I wouldn't recommend that, and I could give you many reasons why I wouldn't, but anything surgical or anything like that can be a problem. You could also cut nerves and things like that. There's also injections that can be put into the penis that will make it also get hard. Okay, so I wouldn't recommend that either. Just the idea of having the needle in there, I don't really want one in mine. So anyway, I don't want any tattoos or marks on my penis, or any ooies and owies and whateveries. So there are temporary solutions to this. I'm going to get into the long-term solutions, but I want to go over this, so I'm going to give a balanced approach on this. So Viagra is probably, I think, the biggest selling drug on the planet. And that, in a sense, is kind of sad, because that shows you that there's a lot of problems with potency and with having a full erection. Before I get into the Viagra, though, I want to go into another thing that I know is causing this problem, and it has to do with huge amounts of estrogen that are in the water supply. This estrogen comes from women urinate from the birth control pills they take. Estrogen is not a good thing. Excess estrogen in women causes breast cancer. This is well known, although, again, there's also the emotional causation of anger and resentment that comes into there, and maybe even sexual guilt. But for men, it feminizes them. Now, this could be, the name of the show is Real Conspiracies with Scientific and Spiritual Solutions, and on Blog Talk, it's Real Conspiracies with Solutions, because they wouldn't let me block out the full amount of letters. But irrespective of that, this will feminize men, will interfere with the production of testosterone, etc. Now, here's another cause now that it's believed, but now there's some research to show that this is over-exaggerated. So it's been believed that also erectile problems for men are caused by a lack of testosterone, but I just read several interesting articles that said that this is an oversimplification of the matter. There are testosterone supplements, and there's precursors of testosterone. For men, also for the prostate, is another thing that could interfere with a full erection. And this can be addressed with an herbal combination of saw palmetto, pumpkin seed, stinging nettle, a couple other things. Vitamin Shoppe has, I think, a saw palmetto complex It is effective and it is affordable, and you don't have to overpay. And I think they also have precursors for testosterone things. I think AHD, they have that, which is a relatively safe way to do it. Injecting testosterone, there's a lot of controversy on that. Things that that might be too radical of a way to approach it. Let's just say we've covered a lot of stuff already. Now, I want to get into some of the other causes also of erectile dysfunction could be diabetes, either the type by which you need the insulin or the type where you don't. But it's this excess amount of sugar messes up things, messes up the kidneys too, and then there's a direct function of the kidneys in relation to sexual function, and according to the Taoist. And they recommend that when men urinate, that they stand up on their toes as much as they can, because this actually helps strengthen the kidneys. So already I've given you a lot of cool stuff, and I'm going to give you a lot of more cool stuff, like an iceberg, like a glacier. Also, high blood pressure is another problem affecting erectile problems like that. So there's two ways that I know of that are really good for getting blood pressure down, and they're not those shitty medications that they give you, that the doctors give you. Those things cause more problems than they solve, and that's been proven, but unfortunately, still they advertise this crap. So the two ways of doing this would be to get blood pressure down, get your blood to the right consistently, get rid of blood clots, things like that, get plaque and stuff cleared out of the heart. The two things I'm going to tell you about will do that. The first thing is hot peppers, which you can take in capsules. You can get you can get cayenne pepper in capsules, but it's much better to use tincture. I make the tinctures and I sell the tinctures. If you're in the Southern California area, I will sell it to you. You'll have to come and get it, because it's too much of a hassle taking it through the mail. It costs me like $25 through UPS to send you 1 2-ounce 1 2-ounce bottle tincture of cayenne or habanero tincture, which I make. If you wanted to buy a lot, I guess it would make it worthwhile. But unless you want to buy a lot, it's not going to make it worth your while. You can get stuff at the health food store, cayenne tincture, but this stuff is not potentized. Mine is potentized for at least a year. Some of the stuff I have has been potentized for 10 or 15 years. So it's highly effective. So this cleans out all the gunk in the heart and in the veins, and it regulates your blood as the way it needs to be regulated. And by the way, this is also good as the oncology protocol, although you'll never get the Dunkoff oncologist doing that, because they make too much money giving you the toxic heavy metals that are in the chemo. So the other thing is a raw flaxseed oil. You could also eat flax seeds, but you're going to get better absorption and better results with a raw flaxseed oil. BioNatures makes the best one I've seen. You can order that through the nail, through the nail. Well, yeah, you can get a nail through the mail too. So it's NATURE, I think, BioNature. Google that, and that should come up. Okay, if you want to call me about it. If you want to do consultations on this, I'm doing consultations on this for men. We can get things working right, and I know all a lot about sexuality, and I do counseling in that, and it usually only takes me one session. And in fact, I pride myself on that I give you good results, I give you good help, And I'm not stringing you along forever like a chiropractor does. Yes, chiropractors help, but they want you to be married to them, and doctors want you to do too. They want you to be tied to them for the revenue streams. I'll figure out other ways to make revenue rather than string you along. Everyone deserves really good, awesome results, so they shouldn't have to pay. So with this raw flaxseed oil, you mix this with low-fat cottage cheese. This is called the Budwig protocol. It was the cancer protocol also for stage 4 cancer, and it's had like Dr. Budwig, a German biochemist, had 85 to 90% cure rate of stage 4 cancer. This stage 4 means sayonara. Pack your bags. You won't be here much longer. Get ready to go to heaven because you're leaving the earth. You're going on the heaven train, the soul train to heaven. Okay, so I think it's like about 2 tablespoons mixed in a cup of low-fat cottage cheese. You could also add some fruit into that, or it'd be better to add seeds and things like that, because I'm going to tell you in a minute why seeds are really good for the prostate. Okay, again, anyone that has any questions, please feel free to call in 347-838-9070. Doc is here to answer your questions. All right, so I'm going to get to the seeds in a minute, but since I have my list right here, here are some of the herbs that work and will get your penis coming to attention so that you can have normal sexuality. Yohimbe, which is also called Corynanth Yohimbe, and also it's sold in as a concoction by the names Yocon, Aphrodine, Erex, Yohimex, and Yovital. And the recommendation is 5.4 milligrams 3 times a day. Another thing that was in that you could use, although it's falling out of favor, is ginkgo biloba, which is good for anti-aging and things like that. But some of the recent things the information I've seen show that this doesn't really address the problem as much as other things. So another herb is Elytrius farinosa. And then I mentioned saw palmetto, which is from a small, kind of a, like a dwarf palm tree. It has these, these red seeds on it. Then you have Serenoa repens. Okay. Then you have Panax ginseng, which is American ginseng, Panax ginseng, which is American ginseng. And then you have Siberian ginseng, which is Elericuthrus. This isn't a true ginseng, but it's considered by Chinese oriental herbalists to have an equivalent effect. But really, the Panax ginseng is what's the most revered by the Chinese. They would rather have the American ginseng than the Chinese ginseng. Okay, then another thing that works, this is a homeopathic remedy. It's called Nux, N-U-X, capital V-O-M-I-C-A, Nux Vomica. But this should not be used by people who have used excessive alcohol, cigarettes, and dietary indiscretions, which means a bad diet full of a lot of fat and a lot of sugar. So, you know, some fat and some sugar are okay. Some fats that are very fat, like almonds and avocados, are very good for you and actually beneficial and will actually help you lose weight, whereas other fats, and peanuts also are one of those fats that help you lose weight, but there's other fats like meat fats and stuff that are no bueno. And meat in general, I would recommend that people work their way off of that onto a vegetarian, not necessarily a vegan, but at least to like a vegetarian diet. work down until maybe you just have a little bit of fish, but not much else as far as fleshes go. And this is another thing that's going to cause problems with having an erection, excessive, you know, being overly imbibed in alcohol, smoking a lot, and bad diet, and being overweight, okay, because you're going to have circulation problems. And you're going to have too much blood going into all that fat in the body and not enough going into that penis that you want it going into, or at least most people might want to anyway. So I'm not trying to tell you what you have to do or what you don't have to do, but think about these things and consider them. Okay, so there's some amino acid like L-arginine, which converts, helps produce nitric oxide, which also helps with erections. And you can also combine that with pine extract and, pygitinol. I think I said it wrong. And then there's also amino acids, propyl L-carnitine combined with acetyl L-carnitine that is also good for the getting blood into the penis, getting the muscles relaxed in around the areas of the penis, around the pelvis and in the legs, so that the blood can flow into the cavernosa and fill the penis and make it stiff and bring it to attention. Other things that are very good are pomegranate. So if you use pomegranate juice, this is going to help. And then we also have a DHEA, which is a precursor to help create testosterone. But this can also suppress the pituitary gland. So you have to weigh whether you want to use that. Okay, then something that's been known for a whole long time is horny goat weed. And this is in some of the things that they have at Vitamin Shop for male potency. That's one of the things in most of them. Another thing that's very old, biblical times, is Solomon's Cordial Balm, which is a mixture of cardamom, brandy, and cantharides. Still, other things that will work on this issue is cannabis, which creates an overall state of relaxation. So now let's get into some some minerals. So zinc is really, really, really good for prostate problems and for sexual function problems. And this would include sesame seed, shiitake mushroom, pumpkin seeds, hemp seed, tahini, and the nuts, cashews, and pine nuts, and I think also almonds and almond oil. Cacao powder, which is chocolate, kind of the raw substance from which chocolate is made, cacao, avocado. Basically, just about any seed in general is really going to help. But probably of all the seeds that I probably mentioned, it's probably pumpkin seeds and the hemp seed, which they're selling a nice tasting hemp seed at Trader Joe's. It's very affordable. I use it in my power drink that I make that I take every morning. And the reason that the hemp seed is so good, and also things like salmon and mackerel and sardines are things that have a lot of omega-3 and a lot of omega-6, the fatty acids. These are things that help with the erectile problems. Okay, so also we have oysters and other shellfish, so I guess that would include like shrimp and abalone and trying to think of those other ones that I like. Trying to think of that name. It's round and it's white, whitish. Oh, geez. Well, anyway, it'll come to me in a minute. Thinking about many things concurrently right here. And then vegetables that are really good for this are spinach, celery, beets. And the beets are high. These things are high in nitrates, and they promote blood flow. This is what we want: more blood flow. Dark chocolate, which has flavonoids, which also helps circulation. Pistachio nuts, which have the L-arginine that we talked about before. Watermelons that have antioxidants that help clear out the veins or the arteries and everything and make blood flow better. And tomatoes and pink grapefruit, which have lycopene in them, which is very good for male sexual function. And then to go over the fishes again, I forgot tuna, salmon, mackerel, and I said those. I didn't say tuna, but salmon. But I did say the salmon and the mackerel and the sardines. These have niacin, which is B3, and these are also helpful in the sexual attributes and bringing the penis to attention. All right, so some sources are saying you should use soy. Now, because it has the L-arginine, and that's good for the prostate. And that's true, L-arginine is good for the prostate. However, you have multiple problems with soy, and the multiple problems are manifested because of the phytic acid contained in the soy. Now, if the soy is fermented like miso, then you get rid of the phytic acid. But otherwise, I would stay far, far away from the soy, and I'll tell you why. The phytic acid, it is a diuretic, and it strips vitamins and minerals out of the body, and it also causes hell with your thyroid gland, which can make it go hypo or hyperthalamic, which neither way is good. Hypo means underperforming, and hyper means overperforming. Either way, you're going to have a lot of problems. Other things about soy, and I can't say enough bad things about it, and I'll never stop saying it. As long as I live on planet Earth, and I plan on living here for centuries, if not millennia, because of the things I've learned that I'm going to be sharing very soon through my book I'm writing, Beyond the Veil of Time. And also, I covered a lot of this in my second book, A Map to Healing in Your Essential Divinity Through Theta Consciousness. I talked about how one could go into a state of immortality since that time. And all that information is valid, and all that information worked, but since that time I found out even more things. So, of course, I'm like a sponge. I'm always sucking up new information. The other thing with soy, I mentioned this before, it definitely, all that estrogen, and it's because it's loaded with estrogen, it has is definitely a problem with breast cancer in women, and definitely a problem in feminizing men. So I think to get the L-arginine, it's not a wash. You're going to be in a negative deficit. It's not going to even be an equal wash, let alone you're going to actually be behind. You're going to be behind the eight ball. You're not going to be getting any significant benefits. Also, a lot of thanks to Tom Ballantyne at Carotech for doing this research on soy and really getting it out there and sharing it and letting people know. You might want to support his company, Carotech, which has a lot of good I think they're still in business. A lot of good supplements, and including alpha carotene, which also happens to be very good for male sexual function. And so basically have a few more things. We have rhubarb, we have apples. So these are all good for the men and what they need and the problems they have when they seem to get older. And just the thought on getting older, you know, you really don't have to. We've been programmed to get older. I like to liken it to the movie of Blade Runner and the Nexus 6, where they lived very vibrant lives, but they had a very short shelf life. And when they found out about this, and because they started having sentience, they were androids who started robots who started getting sentience. And when they found out about this, they started getting pissed off, and they got really angry and violent because they found out that their life was not going to be a very long lifespan. The simple fact of the matter is that everything that you've been taught about having to have a short life, having to get old, having to start having maladies, diseases, needing surgeries, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. All of this stuff makes the medical industry and the pharmaceutical monopolies a hell of a lot of money. And if you'll read my book, A Map to Healing and Your Essential Divinity Through Theta Consciousness, you'll find out why their stuff doesn't work. It doesn't work. It works maybe temporarily, but never can work over the long term. Nothing they have does, because they don't work on the causation. They work to suppress effects and not causes. And you never cure anything treating the effect long term. You can never treat it long term because the causation is still there. Now, again, I want to bring up there's emotional factors involved with this. This is very important. And that's what my book, actually, A Map to Healing Your Essential Divinity, is about, is ways of mental healing that are very effective and actually work. Just to give you an example, just if you use the flaxseed, raw flaxseed oil from BioNatures and the low-fat cottage cheese, and or if you use the cayenne or the habanero tinctures that I make, you could easily cure cancer for under $1,000, easily. Whereas if you do it with the oncology, with the radiation, and with the chemo, it's going to cost $350,000 to $500,000, even more. Now, what is a better use of resources? Sending $500,000 to the medical system where it basically dies and doesn't go into the economy, or putting $500,000 into some company that makes products that can help people and can generate money, can generate more jobs, and can become a perpetual sustaining paradigm, which would be better. The medical paradigm right now is sucking a disproportionate amount of our wealth and putting it in their pockets. And that doesn't benefit us. This isn't a zeitgeist scenario. This isn't a thrive scenario. This isn't a sharing the wealth scenario. These people are just greedy. There's no reason why it should cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for the chemo cocktail of heavy metals. Heavy metals are waste byproducts that would have to be dealt with somehow to remove the toxicity, but instead they put that toxicity in your body. So there's nothing really good that's going to come from all those heavy metals that go into your body, and the lead and all of that. The federal government's very, very strict about lead and paint and in anything else and plastics, yet there's no problem with the chemo. Do you think that that's kind of ironic? Do you think that's kind of diabolical? Do you think that's just kind of really stupid? To me, that's self-evident, and I hope you get to that point where you see that, because when we get to that point, that's how we change things, is not accept what we've been told, told what has to be, but accept what really benefits and helps everybody. And I don't think impoverishing someone through a cancer regimen that the cancer is going to return, if that's absolutely, it's going to come back, I don't think that that's is good value for the person, and I don't think that's a good use of resources, your money or anything like that. So I can also help and counsel people with cancer and things like that if you're interested in that. The FDA really doesn't like what I do. I don't really care because I don't like what they do. I find them very disingenuous and they are disingenuous, and they're promoting all these toxic oncology protocols when there's things that cost hundreds of dollars or less and aren't toxic and will actually cure cancer, including prostate cancer. There's no reason to have your prostate taken out unless you want to lose sexual function, which you have a high probability of doing, because nerves will be cut in the process that they can't see, even with their robotic surgery. So think about all of these things. Think about the alternatives. Just wanted to talk. I will talk a little bit, since we have some time. I will talk a little bit more about, like, Viagra. So I did some research on Viagra because I said, you know, I would like to find the herb or plant or tree that this comes from, and I couldn't find it. And then I came to find out, and then I finally realized, because they were giving a chemical structure, and I'm going, oh, so this was created in a chemistry laboratory. Originally, Viagra, and so it's man-made. It's not even a natural substance, so that's not necessarily really great for us to really have something like that. So it was originally in 1992 approved for angina and heart pain, irregular heartbeat, things like that. And it was pretty effective for that as far as dealing with the symptoms, but never dealing with the cause. So in 1998, it was approved for sexual function, for erectile dysfunction and impotency. And since that time, I think it is the largest selling drug in the world. And it's at least since that time. So I've dealt with men that have had erectile problems at times, even in their 30s. This is not a good omen. And so this means that we need to make a lot of changes. And a lot of things I talked about in the foods right now and everything, and the herbs I talked about, are one of the ways to get in and clean up the diet. So I also, if you contact me, I will sell you a list of recipes and things you can use, these fruits and vegetables and herbs, so as to clean up your diet. So not only will it be good for erectile dysfunction, but it'll be good for you overall. It'll be good for diabetes. It'll be good for your kidneys. It'll be good for your liver. It'll be good for your heart. And all of these things are things we need to do. So you can reach me on this at www.drrobertnewton.com. I think it's on my Facebook pages. You can pick that off. You can also reach me at my email, thetaphoria, THETA, the numeral 4IA, at yahoo.com. You can also message me on my various Facebook pages, including Robert Newton, Dr. Robert Newton, Real Conspiracies with Scientific and Spiritual Solutions, A Map to Healing and Your Essential Divinity Through Theta Consciousness, The Hidden Codes of God, Beyond the Mist of Time When Trees Ruled the Earth, Theta Consciousness Reprogramming, Dr. Robert Newton's blogs. There's a lot of ways to reach me, so no reason if you can't write everything down, easily reachable on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn, Dr. Robert J. Newton on LinkedIn. And, you know, I'm here to serve. My services, my charges are fair, and I give you results. And so it doesn't string you along. Cheaper in most cases than a doctor visit, I think it's about $75. Most of my visits are about $50 to $75. And any medicine like cayenne tincture or something like that that I would recommend for you will be immensely cheaper than, it'll be even less than the copay probably on the drugs if you have a medical plan. So all of these things are affordable and doable. Let me also talk, so with Viagra, you need about an hour for it to work, and it's best taken on an empty stomach, but I have used it, and it will work on a stomach that has food in it for most people. There's also the, Sildenafil. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Cialis. Cialis. Thank you, Eloina. Cialis. That takes 4 hours to work. Should also be done on an empty stomach, but it will promote erectile function for about 36 hours. Okay, and then there's another one. I'm trying to think of the name of that. I'm not sure, but anyway, if you Google these things, they'll come up. These things are also available on, if you get them through a prescription, it's going to cost about $10 a pill. You can get them through the Canadian pharmacies for about $1.50 a pill, so there's a huge difference, about six times cheaper. But to warn you, some disturbing information has come to me lately that a lot of these so-called Canadian pharmacies aren't really in Canada, and they're not necessarily mixing that great of stuff in there. Some of the things tested have had wallboard in there, which is not a good thing to be in your body. That's basically gypsum. That's good for plants, but it's not good for people. At least I have no knowledge of it being good, and I'm pretty sure it's not. La Vitra. Thank you, Eloina. See, yeah, the women need to know. The women need to know this. The other pill is La Vitra, and it works similar to Cialis about a day and a half or something like that. But actually, Viagra can work for that amount of time, too. If you're going to use these things, so they actually said, on the prescriptions that they limit the amount of pills they'll give you for 30 days because that they don't want men overusing that. And the same thing with Cialis. I would, and what was the other one? La Vitra. Yeah, I was saying that, but I want to make sure I was right. La Vitra. These things are chemically created. They're not natural. So, it's like a genetically modified organism, a vegetable or a fruit or a grain or something, or soy, all the soy. That's another reason not to take soy, even if you don't like the other reasons I gave you. Several years ago, 90% of it was genetically modified because they get a lot higher yield. I'd be willing to bet, and they don't have to hand weed it. They can spray Roundup on there, and so they don't have to hire the labor. They can do it with a tractor or anyway. That's another reason not to use soy, because it's a Franken food. It's not basically well suited for the human body. So I think I've come to a point in time when I'm basically done. But concentrate on the seeds, the sunflower seeds, the pumpkin seeds especially, hemp. Seed, hemp heart seeds, the sesame seeds, other things, tahini, things like that. These, you can't go wrong with seeds just generally for overall dietary goodness. Okay, with pumpkin seeds, I'd recommend eating them with sunflower seeds because to me, they don't have that great of a taste. Also, if you were going to actually eat the flax seeds instead of flaxseed oil, that's not bad, but they're not, I know this, all these things from experience, they're not highly palatable, so you probably would want to mix those with sunflower seeds or something like that too, or cashews or something like that, where cashews have a really nice rich taste. So this is a good fat, this is good for your erection problems, for helping the penis to come to attention. So I hope you enjoyed the show. It will be archived. You can listen to it again. And like I said, you can reach me for various things. And remember my book offer, I think, Beyond the Mist of Time, When Trees Ruled the Earth, is still free on Kindle. If it's not, it's probably only $3.97. If you buy it, you give me a review. Remember, I will send you a free copy of A Map to Healing Your Essential Divinity Through Theta Consciousness, which is the most comprehensive book ever written on healing. And it goes into many traditions and many things. So thanks very much for Eloina helping me. I think I'm going to have to start getting her on the show, and she can start putting in her two cents too, because she's pretty wise. She knows a lot of things. And this is Dr. Newton saying thanks for listening. Tune in again next week for another exciting show. Namaste.
You have been listening to Real Conspiracies with Scientific and Spiritual Solutions with Dr. Robert Newton here on Blog Talk Radio. You can hear this broadcast again and other podcasts of this show at realconspiracies.srbroadcasting.com.